"Captain?" I said. He didn't reply. I left him and climbed onto the platform. Conseil and the Canadian were already there. "What caused that explosion?" I asked. "A cannon going off," Ned Land replied. I stared in the direction of the ship I had spotted. It was heading toward the Nautilus, and you could tell it had put on steam. 6 miles separated it from us.
"What sort of craft is it, Ned?"
"From its rigging and its low masts," the Canadian replied, "I bet it's a warship. Here's hoping it pulls up and sinks this damned Nautilus."
"Ned, my friend," Conseil replied, "what harm could it do the Nautilus? Will it attack us under the waves? Will it cannonade us at the bottom of the sea?"
"Tell me, Ned," I asked, "can you make out the nationality of that craft?"
Creasing his brow, lowering his lids, and puckering the corners of his eyes, the Canadian focused the full power of his gaze on the ship for a short while.
"No, sir," he replied. "I can't make out what nation it's from. It's flying no flag. But I'll swear it's a warship, because there's a long pennant streaming from the peak of its mainmast."
For a quarter of an hour we continued to watch the craft bearing down on us.